Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Quaker State 400 NASCAR Sprint Cup event is set for Saturday, June 30 at the Kentucky Speedway in Sparta. Amid all of that speed and excitement, there is an ag connection. Ethanol. In recent years, NASCAR racers use a 15% ethanol blended fuel. Martin Barbary, a farmer from Carmi, Illinois, a director in the National Corn Growers Association board, about that connection.
We partnered with Growth Energy and Ethanol Association, and they actually contracted with NASCAR, and we're contracted through them. We're actually an official NASCAR partner, NCGA is. Well, through that, we have all the rights and privileges that all major companies that advertise or sponsor through NASCAR have.
NCGA was looking for just the right vehicle for its message about the effectiveness of ethanol as a fuel. Martin says NASCAR knew all about that and its positive impact on the environment.
That's kind of what brought NASCAR to us as well as us to them, was their focus on trying to be more green. NASCAR did all the when they first came to us, Mike, they knew exactly all the myths. They knew which ones were true, which ones weren't. They had done their homework before they ever really came and talked to us.
And NASCAR fans will see ethanol-fueled racing in Kentucky in just a couple of weeks. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. Only one Mammoth Cave. Only one birthplace of bluegrass music. And only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
We're back with Illinois farmer Martin Barbary, who serves on the National Corn Growers Association board, who says producers are pleased with their NASCAR relationship and its impact in telling the ethanol story.
There have been no fuel-related problems since the inception of using E15 with NASCAR, Mike. The car owners, the drivers, they're getting a little more power. They're very happy with the product and the way it's working for them. And, you know, it's kind of like we say, if it's good enough for NASCAR, it ought to be good enough for your car.
He says it's important for the country to wean itself from dependence on foreign oil, and ethanol is a part of that picture. And on a personal note, he says working with NASCAR fans is fun, too.
As they check into the campgrounds, we're providing American Ethanol green flags for them to fly, and then we go through the campgrounds, and if we find one flying, we'll stop and give them what they call stuff. Everybody likes stuff, you know, koozies, little fly, anything, you know, T-shirts, that kind of stuff. It's great. We're going to be doing that. I think we'll be doing that in Kentucky, actually. I'll be sitting on the inside of Turn 3 in the campground.
Corn producer Martin Barbary coming to the Kentucky Speedway. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.